For thousands of years, Satan has endeavored to destroy mankind. His method has always been to twist the truth so that people would believe a lie. Prophecies tell us that Satan will deceive the nations in the end time. We will reveal Satan's effort to deceive mankind and how you can defend against it on today's edition of End of the Age.
You're listening to an End of the Age encore presentation.
Always remember this. Anything God is for, Satan is against. Anything God loves and cherishes, Satan hates that. Anything God wants to save, Satan wants to destroy that. And finally, any principle, a biblical doctrine or a biblical teaching written in God's Word to help you make it to heaven, Satan wants to twist into a lie. And if he can get you to believe that lie, it will send you to hell. That's the goal of Satan. We all have an enemy, and the enemy of your soul is Satan. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Satan is the father of lies. John 8:44 says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do." He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Satan can't tell the truth if he wanted to. He's the master of deception. In Matthew 24, Jesus prophesied of the message of deception in the end time to deceive people to keep them from entering into the kingdom of God. In Matthew chapter 24, and I'm reading from the King James Version here, it starts out and it says, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be one left here, one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down." And in verse 3 of chapter 24, the Bible says, "And Jesus sat upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall be these things, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Or the word there in the Greek was aion, the end of this age, which is just ahead of us now. And the Bible says, and they asked this question, "And Jesus answered and said unto them," this is the first words out of his mouth, "Take heed that no man deceives you, for many shall come in my name, and saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." And verse 11 says, "And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many." Verse 23, Jesus again says, "Therefore, if any man says unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there is Christ, believe it not." Verse 24, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, the Messiah is in the desert, don't go. Behold, the Messiah is in a secret chamber, believe it not." And the chapter goes on to say, Because as the lightning flashes from the east unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So Jesus was saying that there's going to be a message of deception in the end time. And he knew that because Satan had always tried to deceive people on the earth to get them to believe a lie that they might end up in hell, which is where he is going. And so Satan's method of deception in Revelation chapter 20, now I'm going to read from a New King James Version. Satan's bound for 1,000 years. And listen at this New King James Version of these verses. Verses 1 through 3. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, which is that old serpent of old, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more, because that's his tactic, to deceive you, so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. So the Bible tells us that Satan at this current time is deceiving the nations. And so when we come back from the break, I'll talk to you about how Satan is deceiving the nations, and he's going to be bound for 1,000 years so that he won't be able to do this anymore when we come back.
Does the book of Revelation frighten you? Do its symbols confuse you? For centuries, the book of Revelation has been misunderstood and misinterpreted. In Revelation, The Unveiling of Jesus Christ, Volume 1, Irvin Baxter unlocks the mystery of the book of Revelation with in-depth analysis and commentary like you've never heard before. This 10-part definitive DVD series and 268-page comprehensive commentary book covers the first 12 chapters of the book of Revelation, featuring on-location photography, classic artwork, and symbolic illustrations. You'll walk away with complete understanding and peace about the events happening during the final years on Earth. These comprehensive study tools, available for $299, will deepen your biblical understanding as you dig into the original intent of the book, answering the mysterious prophecies and symbols of the book of Revelation. Don't miss this special offer. Call now, 1-800-END-TIME, or go to endtime.com to order. Call or go online now to get this comprehensive Bible study.
About our trip, it was a wonderful experience. We totally enjoyed the time spent with other believers, worshiping and experiencing the places where Christ walked. One of our favorites was being on Mount Moriah, where the Holy of Holies are, the Dome of the Spirit. And oh, the teachings that Brother Baxter did was so enlightening. It was so much to take in. It will take us another month or two to really grasp the full extent of the knowledge we received on this trip. Our tour guide in Israel was fantastic. He was very knowledgeable. I think God chose him just for us. Thanks, Jana. Our lives will never be the same. We will try to do this tour again. Mike and Julie L., Cayman Islands.
Join us May 1st through May 16th, 2020, for a trip to the wonderful land of Israel and the Holy Roman Empire reborn.
You're listening to an End of the Age Encore presentation.
So, Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 through 3, says that Satan will be bound in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years so that he might deceive the nations no more. But then in verse 7 through 10, it says, now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations one more time, which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went upon the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And the fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them, that's the key, is the devil's message is deception. he was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are. They were cast into the lake of fire all the way back at the second coming of Jesus Christ 1,000 years earlier. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. So what's the key here? Satan has always tried to deceive. Whatever God spoke as a truth, Satan spoke it, tried to twist it and turn it into a lie, to deceive individuals and get them away from God and headed in the direction he's going, which is eternal damnation. So what's the key here? How can we keep from being deceived? Well, that's where knowing the truth is a matter of eternal consequence. The Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So it's important to go to good Bible teaching, Bible-believing churches. Get in good Bible studies. Get some DVDs. Do whatever you have to do to get the truth in you, because there's an enemy of your soul that would like to destroy you by getting you deceived. The Bible says he's right now, he's deceiving the nations. He's got many avenues of propaganda that he's putting out there to deceive people. You know, I am alarmed at some of the things that people will do simply because they do not have an understanding of Bible prophecy. Let me give you an example. Symantec. Right now, they're saying that microchip implants are big brother in a chip. Is it coming our way? Since last August, employees at Three Square Market, a Wisconsin-based tech firm, have been breezing into the workplace, operating computers, and making purchases at on-site vending machines, all by waving a hand implanted with a data-crammed microchip. In Sweden, an early adopter of microchip implants in everyday life, they've got train conductors scanning passengers' hands after they book tickets online and register them on their chip. Now, these current uses, and this is only a couple examples, these current uses only hint at the extraordinary potential for microchip implants in the United States and around the globe. There are tens of thousands of people that have already been implanted with microchips. And you know, the article said that it's the future, and these chips are going to be more and more ubiquitous. With credit cards, passports, driver's licenses, incorporating identification embedded microchips, and many pet owners implanting chips into their pets, they've been doing that for years to track their whereabouts, it was only a matter of time before they entered these chips into the human body. Predictions abound that everyone, from babes in arms to elderly folks suffering from dementia, would one day have a microchip implant for one reason or another. Now, you heard me right. In 2019, human beings they're willingly injecting electronic chips in their hands. Now, if you're not shocked, you should be. For those who understand the prophecies of the Bible, these scenarios appear as dangerous precursors to the mark of the beast. I mean, it's a time in the near future when the Antichrist will cause all to receive a mark of identification in their right hand or in their forehead. Revelation 13:16. Now, did you hear what I said? The Bible specifically says that the Antichrist will cause all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Without that mark, they wouldn't be able to buy or sell. And we've got countries that are heading towards cashless societies and different things. Well, how are people going to pay for things? They would love to have each person to have a chip in their hand to be able to pay for things and to function in society. This is a 2,000-year-old prophecy, and we're seeing the ongoing fulfillment of it as we speak. It was never possible until the invention of the computer and the internet. But now it is possible, and there are two main efforts in the world today to number every person. ID 4D by the World Bank and ID 2020 by the United Nations. Two main efforts to number every single person. And you know, having the understanding of this prophecy might have prevented these individuals from ever placing a chip in their hand or anywhere else. I mean, think about it. The Bible says that to take this mark of the beast, you'll be damned to hell forever. There's no way I would put a chip in my hand after hearing that. And you know, with that said, it could be very possible for these individuals to take the mark of the beast, having been desensitized to this type of technology. Oh, it's no big deal. I've just got a chip on my hand. I can open my car door or start my car with it or get on a train or a plane. The fact of the matter is, as closely aligned as this is to the prophecy of the mark of the beast, these people, had they known the prophecies, probably would never have done that. And you know, here at End Time Ministries, we research world, national, and local news all day long, every day. And this is only one of the many things that really astonishes me. And it's as a result of the simple lack of prophetic knowledge. I mean, Revelation 13 prophesies immediately preceding the second coming of Jesus Christ, Satan will establish his kingdom here on the earth. And it will be comprised of a one world government, a one world religion, and a global numbering system for every person on the earth. And even though the Bible says the world government led by the Antichrist will be established and derive its power from Satan himself, there are millions of people who blindly support the establishment of a global governing system. I mean, think about it. These entities are designed to govern the planet, the United Nations, the World Bank, the International Criminal Court. That's just a few. And I can't overlook the billions of people who are being led by their religious leaders into the prophesied one world religious system. I mean, look at all the interfaith and ecumenical meetings being held with one goal. And it's this goal in mind, and that's validating all religious beliefs as equal, regardless of who or what they worship. I mean, the Bible is very clear that there is only one God and one way to make it to heaven. But yet there are people that are biblically illiterate. I talk to them all the time. They will phone into the ministry, and I talk to them. I ask them questions, and I found out that they know very little. And a lot of them, it's, you know, they've never studied the Bible. They've never been taught the significance of the Bible, the importance of the Bible. And so they have not even a very surface knowledge. I mean, I know people who are adults now that can't tell you some of the main Bible stories and what really happened there. Moses and Noah and Daniel and David and Goliath. I mean, they can't really tell you those stories. And so when it comes to some of the weightier matters, some of the prophecies and different things, they're totally oblivious. And think of it like this. I mean, we just talked about the chip being put in somebody's hand. The Bible states everyone who pledges allegiance to the Antichrist and his global governing system and merges with the one world religion and takes the mark of the beast, they'll face the judgments of the wrath of God. But if you didn't know about any of that, it might be easy to get caught up in that. I mean, there are millions of people that are getting caught up in the interfaith movements and that are leading to a one world religion and in supporting a world government and their propaganda. And now I've just told you of it, for instance, when somebody, there are thousands of people putting chips in their hands already. So at that point, it becomes a matter of eternal consequence. Decisions you're making now that will affect eternity. So that leads me to my question to you, and it's this. Are you knowledgeable enough about the prophecies of the Bible to, number one, make sure you know in the times coming up just ahead what we should be doing? But also, not just you, but are you knowledgeable enough to teach the prophecies of the Bible to your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, and the rest of your sphere of influence about the end time and eternity, so they too will not participate in Satan's master plan of deception? You understand that there is an enemy that would love to destroy you and your family, your neighbors, your coworkers, everybody around you. There's an enemy. It's Satan and his minions that work with him that have tried to deceive the human race ever since God created us. He wants to see us in hell with him. And his main, his master plan is deception. And that's why when the Bible says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free," it's important that you get in a Bible. Make sure you understand these things. Make sure you understand the plan of salvation, how to be born again. It's of utmost importance. It is a matter of eternal consequence. You know, if not, if you say, "Well, Dave, I just don't know. I don't even know where to start. I mean, I read the Bible and, you know, a lot of it doesn't make sense," especially like the book of Daniel or Ezekiel or the book of Revelation, where some of these prophecies are given. And I've tried, but I just don't understand that. Well, if not, this is how End Time Ministries can help you prepare yourself and those around you for the end time. Number one, you've got to teach. I mean, knowledge is power. Satan is, the Bible says, he's deceiving the nations. He's got propaganda going out in many different ways. But if you know the truth, that's power to you, because you can overcome that enemy. You can combat the message of deception from Satan with the truth. And so, therefore, knowledge becomes power at that point. And there is no better way to prepare an individual for the end time than to teach them the truth. You say, "Well, if I don't know, if I can't understand it myself, how in the world am I ever going to teach others?" Well, so let's look at it like this. You know, sure, you can have a conversation over Thanksgiving dinner or around the water cooler and not get much accomplished, especially if you don't understand it. But if you're very well versed in this stuff, there's nothing more effective than clearing your schedule and having an end time prophecy Bible study. And you can take that person from knowing, from, you know, on a global level, or even in your nation, wherever you might be. I know this is broadcast around the world. And once you understand the foundations of prophecy, you can say, "Well, okay, how does my nation line up with this? What's going on in my particular nation?" But you got to understand the basics of it. And, you know, there might be some of you who are thinking, "I don't understand Bible prophecy myself. There's no way I'm going to attempt to teach someone else. I mean, that would be crazy." Well, this is where we can help you. End Time Ministries can prepare by can help prepare you by, number one, we broadcast the end of the age television, radio, and the television and radio programs, end of the age. And we also live stream this program. And so it's very important. This is going out around the world. We get replies globally. I mean, China, Dubai, I mean, many places in the Middle East, Australia, In the European, all over the European Union. I mean, it's going around the world. We get responses from people. "Hey, you know, help me." And that's why we translated our Understanding the End Time DVD series into the 8 major languages of the world. It helps us reach almost 90% of the world's population. And we've got people We had a guy that took the 1 through 14 DVDs and translated them into Korean, which is one of the languages we didn't have because he wanted his nation to get it. And he has sold tons of these DVDs in Korea. And so it's very important because once he understood, these things changed his life. He had never heard of some of these prophecies and different things. And once he understood it, he said, this word has to get out to everybody. And so the End of the Age radio program, television program, and the live streams that we do, and all of our correspondence and Bible studies and conferences, these programs are specifically designed to explain the past, present, and future developments of the major events prophesied to occur just prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And it's just not very far off now. If you understand the prophecies and the timelines and things that we teach given to us from the Old Testament prophets to Revelation chapter 22, the timeline really is pretty easy to follow. Once you understand that, you can tell we're not very far off from the second coming of Jesus Christ. We're living through this stuff as we speak. So it's not necessary for you to fully understand the prophecies in order to facilitate a prophecy Bible study. I mean, one of the things you could do is to spread the word about this program to your entire sphere of influence. I mean, tell your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors and stuff about this program. And we will do the teaching for you. And then, so it's very important. I've got Bible studies going on here at our End Time headquarters. I've got them going on in my home. And then we do these broadcasts every day to help teach you and those that are around you, your sphere of influence, until you can get up to speed to the point that you can teach them. So once you learn it, then you can teach others.
Move Mountains with Irvin Baxter. This book by Irvin's grandson provides 30 days of devotion that will enhance your relationship with God and others. Authentic illustrations from early morning devotions at End Time will help you find your purpose and eliminate fears. Commit to taking this 30-day journey and experience real life change. Get your book for only $14.99. Call 1-800-363-8463 or go to endtime.com/move.
If ever people needed to hear the unvarnished truth, it is now. There are some subjects that are not politically correct to talk about, but they're urgent. That's why I'm grateful for End Time Magazine. If you're not a subscriber, you're missing information that will impact your life. End Time has a bi-monthly magazine that explains how current events are fulfilling Bible prophecy. You can get a 2-year subscription for only $29. You can also get a bulk subscription and pass them out to your church. We have gotten reports that End Time Magazine has caused spiritual awakenings in churches when they see the prophecies being fulfilled right now. You can start your own ministry and lead them in doctor's offices, libraries, laundromats. You never know if you might be responsible for saving someone who is searching for the unvarnished truth. That's what the magazine has done in many lives. Call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463 and get your subscription today.
If your station only carries the first 30 minutes of End of the Age, go to endtime.com and click the watch button to continue today's broadcast. You can also finish up later by clicking the archive button.
You're listening to an End of the Age Encore presentation.
You know, everybody, it's absolutely critical that you know the truth. I mean, that statement in the Bible, you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. The opposite of that is a lie can put you in bondage or in prison. And it will deceive you. And that's Satan's method to deceive the nations. And, you know, imagine the direction that you could help provide to others, to so many people, over the next several years. It's very, very critical. Which prophecies are explained? I mean, the So there are about 100 messianic prophecies concerning the first coming of Jesus Christ. Of course, every one of those were fulfilled by Jesus Christ in intricate detail. And now there are about 1,000 prophecies concerning the second coming of Jesus Christ and the events that will precede it. And you say, well, what's the best way for me to get up to speed on this stuff? Well, number one, probably the fastest way for you to get from just a basic knowledge of it, or even if you've got some knowledge, but you want to get to the point where you can teach it, and I mean, it just rolls off your tongue, probably the fastest way is our Jerusalem Prophecy College. And we've made it cheap enough to where pretty much anybody could go through it. And I think it's like $59 a semester. But it will get you up to speed really fast. All you got to do is go to JerusalemProphecyCollege.com, sign up, and you can start. And there's quizzes and there's tests, and I mean the whole ball of wax. But I'm telling you, I've talked to people. We have a Facebook page started by some of our Jerusalem Prophecy College graduates. And I let them manage it because they can answer the questions as good as I can. And they're really good because they went to Jerusalem Prophecy College, and they're very, very knowledgeable about this stuff. And they're instructing others. And that's the whole goal to all of this, is to get an army of people that can teach this stuff throughout the end time. The Bible says in Daniel 11, during the time of the Antichrist, they that understand among the people shall instruct many. So if you haven't done it yet, I think we've got 3,500 students in the Jerusalem Prophecy College. If you haven't done that, go sign up and go through that material, and it will help you get up to speed really quick. Now, that along with many of our DVDs and the on-air programs, and we keep you up to date on the air with television and radio and all of our live streams and different videos you can watch. But all of these things put together, they focus on the major prophecies that we absolutely must understand and be watching for. And imagine if you've never heard of the Mark of the Beast system. And you would think, hey, it's okay, I can put a chip in my hand, who cares, right? I mean, it's going to be pretty convenient. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you heard the prophecies of the Bible, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, there's no way you'd do something like that. And you know, to walk through the next several years without the knowledge and understanding of these events, that would be both spiritually and physically devastating to an individual. I mean, really. The Bible says if you think about the wrath of God that's going to be poured out in Revelation chapter 16, the very first vial of the wrath of God is poured out upon those who receive the mark of the beast during the great tribulation. So there was a grievous sore that was put on those people. By God, the vials of the wrath of God were poured out. A very grievous sore that was poured out upon those people who received the mark of the beast. So you want peace of mind, you learn these things and start teaching them. And it will prepare you mentally and physically for the times just ahead, and then spiritually for eternity. Now, some of these prophecies that we teach about, and this is not a list of all of them, but we teach about the United States and other modern nations discovered in the Bible. It's very, very important you understand that one, because that one leads into the New World Order is world government. I was talking to somebody, who was I? I went to the dentist this morning. I was talking to my dentist, and he was asking me about the Sustainable Development Goals and the global warming and all this other stuff. And I gave him a real quick Bible study on the modern nations in the Bible and the world government. He had never heard about any of this. And he goes to church. But when you get off into some of the details, I said, man, we need to get a Bible study. I'll take you out to lunch. We need to expand your worldview here. And these lessons can prepare you for that. Number three, they cover Catholicism, communism, capitalism, and Islamism in the world. The four major belief systems in the end time. The Bible's very clear what those are. World War III. We had World War I, World War II. There is going. The Bible prophesies a World War III. You say, I'd love to be able to explain that to my family, but there's no way. That's what this is all designed for. So you can explain this stuff to people. You need to know about Israel's God-given destiny, where they came from, why they lay claim to that little strip of land over there on the Mediterranean Sea. Do they have a deed to it? Why do they claim that? Why are they willing to fight to the death for it? So Israel's God-given destiny, and then Israel's God prophetic time clock. So we take you from Israel's past all the way through now, and then the prophesied future all the way to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And then the Holy Roman Empire reborn. Here in the spring, we're going to be taking a tour to Europe. Well, we don't do that just because we want to see Europe. We go on the Holy Roman Empire tour. We go to Charlemagne, the home of Charlemagne and his church, and where everything is was kind of set up, and we take people through all that. What was the Holy Roman Empire? Well, here's where it happened. We'll go to Aachen, Germany. We'll go to Brussels, Belgium, the home of the EU, and what it's all designed to do and the prophecies that surround all of that. It's a wonderful trip. And then more prophecies, the Antichrist and the false prophet, things that you will not want to be involved in the near future. The Antichrist, this world leader, and you don't want to pledge allegiance to that individual. Or the false prophet, the leader of the world religious system. The 666, or the mark of the beast. The coming one world religious system. Interfaithism and ecumenism. In the name of tolerance, let's just all tolerate everybody. We all worship the same God. We all call Him a different name. We're all going to end up going to the same place. None of that's true. The fact of the matter is, there's one God, there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, there's only one way to heaven, period. The Bible teaches us that. So, this world religious system that's being formed is diametrically opposed to the Word of God. So, you got it, but unless you know some of these prophecies, you'll never know that. And then the seven trumpets. It's kind of a timeline showing you kind of where we're at. The sixth trumpet war is the next one to occur. How do I know? The first five trumpets have already occurred. The next one would be the second coming of Jesus Christ. You need to know how to prepare yourself. The kingdom of God. You need to know what's coming. When is it coming? And how do I prepare myself for the kingdom of God and for eternity? That's of utmost importance beyond it all. Satan would love to deceive you to say, well, I can pretty much live however I want and do what I want, and somehow or another, God's merciful, and he'll take me to be to heaven with him. You know, that's not the way it works. That is not, scripturally, that's not the way it works. The Bible's very clear that there are steps you have to take and things you need to do to be saved. Sure, God does have mercy and grace, absolutely. But that doesn't negate the fact that you need to do certain things and live certain ways to make it to heaven. Folks, let me give you a revelation. Not everybody's going to heaven. I know there are a lot of people that teach that and a lot of people that believe that. I talk to them, believe me. And just to think, well, I can do whatever I want and still make it. That's not scriptural. There is a very specific way for you to be saved. You have to be born again. You have to live as a Christian. You understand in Acts 2, once those individuals were born again, the Bible says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking in bread and in prayers. There are things that you do. You become a disciple of Jesus Christ and an ambassador for His kingdom. And there are things that you cannot do and remain an ambassador or part of His kingdom. So it's very important that we understand these things. Going through these lessons will help bring you up to speed. And of course, there's many others. So it's very, very important. We've got lessons out there that can teach you all of this stuff. If you go through Jerusalem Prophecy College, the whole thing, we do a lot on prophecy, but there's also a huge section on how to live and prepare yourself spiritually for eternity. Now, a question that we get a lot is, well, nobody can understand prophecy. Can prophecy be understood? Well, the question is, or the answer is absolutely yes, it can be understood. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 through 7, it describes the great tribulation and how long it will last. Then in Daniel 12, 8 and 9, Daniel asked the Lord to explain the events of the end time to him. And he said, this is what he says, and I'm quoting, "And I heard, but I understood not what he had just written in Daniel 1 through 7. Then the Lord said, O my Lord, he's asking God, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, the Lord said back to him, no, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. You notice that the Lord did not answer Daniel's question, but he told him the words would be sealed up for a specific time, the time of the end. Then the Lord reveals in verse 10 that the spiritually wise during the end time will understand. The Bible says, go to Revelation 12 and read it for yourself. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. None of the wicked are going to have it in here so deep that they could teach it and be able to live it, and because they're simply not going to understand. They really don't care. They're not following after this stuff. It's just like, who cares about prophecy? Who cares about the Bible? The Bible says none of those wicked are going to understand. But the Bible says the wise shall understand. So it's very important that we understand the ones that were seeking after it and hungering and thirsting after this stuff and this knowledge. The Bible says they're the ones that are going to understand. And, you know, we see then that in the end time, those who have insight, they're watching, they're going to be able to understand and also to teach. Remember, Daniel 11, they that understand among the people shall instruct many. So, can we know, and obviously that brings up another question, can we know the time of the end? How are we going to judge that? Well, the answer is yes. Many have stated we cannot know the time of the end because of Matthew 24:36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Well, that's a common misunderstanding. There is a common misunderstanding, I should say, about Matthew 24:36. The word knoweth, K-N-O-W-E-T-H, is the present tense form of know. So the Bible is accurate when it states that they did not know the time of Jesus' coming 2,000 years ago. They couldn't know. None of the apostles understood the writings of Daniel. None of them. They couldn't. The nations Daniel prophesied about weren't even on the earth at that point. The modern nations in Daniel 7. The Great Britain, the United States, Russia, Germany, and the Holy Roman Empire, they weren't here yet. So they couldn't understand. I didn't say the Roman Empire. I said the Holy Roman Empire. Those are two different things. But Jesus reiterated that in Acts 1:6. He said when the disciples asked, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? The Lord replied in verse 7, and he said, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. So it was simply not time for them to know. But that does not mean that you and I can't know. Why? Because we're in the end time and we can now understand these things.
Does the book of Revelation frighten you? Do its symbols confuse you? For centuries, the book of Revelation has been misunderstood and misinterpreted. In Revelation, The Unveiling of Jesus Christ, Volume 1, Irvin Baxter unlocks the mystery of the book of Revelation with in-depth analysis and commentary like you've never heard before. This 10-part definitive DVD series and 268-page comprehensive commentary book covers the first 12 chapters of the book of Revelation, featuring on-location photography, classic artwork, and symbolic illustrations. You'll walk away with complete understanding and peace about the events happening during the final years on Earth. These comprehensive study tools, available for $299, will deepen your biblical understanding as you dig into the original intent of the book, answering the mysterious prophecies and symbols of the book of Revelation. Don't miss this special offer. Call now, 1-800-END-TIME, or go to endtime.com to order. Call or go online now to get this comprehensive Bible study.
You're listening to an End of the Age Encore presentation.
We're answering the question, can we know we're in the end time or about the time all this stuff's going to wrap up? Oh, sure we can. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1 through 2, the Apostle Paul said, but of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. So to the church of the Thessalonians, it was a complete mystery because it was not possible for them to understand. However, in verse 3 through 6 of 1 Thessalonians, Paul then jumps forward 2,000 years and he says this concerning the day of the Lord. He said, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. This is very key. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. So this lets us know the second coming of Jesus Christ will not come as a thief in the night to those who are watching and to those who understand the prophecies during the end time. It's very important. A lot of people say, oh, there's no way you can know we're in the end time. No. We absolutely can. This is scriptural. Now, of course, how are people going to know this in the end time? Well, there was miraculous revelation. According to Daniel 12:9, the prophecies of Daniel will be revealed in the end time. Has that happened? Yes, it has. God started showing these things and revealing them to Irvin Baxter over the last 50 years. And we have watched the fulfillment of, or are watching the ongoing fulfillment of many of these prophecies right now. I mean, listen at some of the recent headlines. The Bible foretells that there will be a two-state solution in the future, in a future Israel-Palestinian peace agreement. Well, yesterday, the Jerusalem Post stated that President of Israel, Rivlin, that he told a papal diplomat that Israel wants to share the land of Israel with the Palestinians. He said Israel wants to share the land and find a way to live together with the Palestinians. That was President Reuven Rivlin. He told Cardinal Leonardo Sandri, one of the highest-ranking Vatican diplomats, when they met at the president's residence on Thursday night. So for an Israeli president to say, yeah, we're okay with sharing the land with the Palestinians, that's what the Bible says is going to happen. There's going to be a two-state solution created. And so we're watching the ongoing fulfillments of many prophecies. The prophecies also foretell a time of great tribulation such as never been before or that will be thereafter. And the scriptures also tell us that both Jews and Christians will suffer the most at that time. Well, yesterday the Jerusalem Post reported that Angela Merkel of Germany, that her government says that Iran's call, get this, to wipe Israel off the map, that was not anti-Semitic. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's government has declared that Iran's call to obliterate the state of Israel, which she has done for the past 40 years, is not an expression of anti-Semitism. And, you know, acts of anti-Semitism, they're rising at an alarming rate globally as we speak. And the Bible says in the near future. So what I'm saying is there are people that can say, Iran, i.e. Iran, that says, hey, we want to wipe Israel off the map. And the leader of Germany says, that's not an anti-Semitic statement. I mean, come on. So there are people that are, and anti-Semitism is rising around the world. So we're seeing that people have almost become desensitized to anti-Semitism. And the Bible says there's going to be a time of great tribulation where, and this is Revelation 12:14, that the dragon, Satan, will persecute Israel. The woman in that chapter is Israel. And those that have the testimony of Jesus Christ, which is the church, Christians, true Christians. And then prophecies also foretell a world religious system based on the tolerance of all religions will be established in the end time. Now, I think you guys have seen this many times. We've talked about it, that the Pope and many other religious leaders are trying to form a world religious system based on tolerance. You know, anymore doctrine, biblical doctrine, has become a bad word. You've heard the Pope talk many times about religious fundamentalism, but not just individuals who will walk in and blow themselves up in the name of religion. That's just not what he's talking about. He's talking about individuals that would say that, yes, I believe in the Bible and that's the only way to be saved. The Pope has talked against that. He said it's a infection that's even inside his church. So it's very important. And then I've reported on it many times, but 2 days ago, LifeSite News said that the Amazon Synod had a working doc that it backs Pope Francis's devastating claim that God wills the diversity of religions. So the Bible says there's going to be a world religion system formed, and we know that it's going to be based around the tolerance of all religions. And according to this article, Pope Francis has signed, many of you know that he signed a document in Abu Dhabi that contains a sentence that has explosive consequences for the Catholic faith. It said, the pluralism and diversity of religions and color and gender and race and language are willed by God in His wisdom. So the implications of this sentence, a sentence of this kind is evident. If God has willed, and the verb willed must be emphasized, that several religions should exist, it can be inferred that all religions are the divine will, and therefore any person is free to choose the religion most suited to him with a clear conscience, in the awareness of doing the will of God, in consequence deserving of salvation at the end of his earthly life, if the religion willed by God, according to the document signed in Abu Dhabi, presupposes salvation and life after physical death. Now, you understand what's going on there. The Pope and one of the most powerful, I guess, imams in the world signed a document, and the document said that a plurality of religions is willed by God. Not just one religion, a plurality of religions. Well, that's anti-scriptural. You understand that. And the Bible says there's going to be a world religion that's created, and it's going to be based on tolerance, interfaithism, just come one, come all, and everything's going to be all right. That is not scriptural, everybody. However, my point today is that if you don't understand the prophecies of the Bible, interfaithism and everybody getting along and all the Protestants getting along and, you know, let's just kind of push the doctrines of the Bible aside and let's all just get along and be the church of God and this, that, and the other. Well, the fact of the matter is that's not scriptural. The Bible says to hold to the doctrines because in doing so, you'll save yourself and them that hear you. So biblical doctrine is not a bad word. The doctrines of the Bible are not divisive. It's that people and their interpretation of different things, those have become divisive. And they've said, well, we know the way to be saved, but you don't. And you know the way to be saved, but we don't. That's what it became divisive. And people have become manipulative and all kinds of different things have happened. And it's become a real mess. The fact of the matter is, remember what I said. The Bible says, you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. You say, well, how do I sort all this out? It's very simple. If you read it in the Word of God, that's the truth. That's what you do. If somebody tells you something that's not in there and says that's the truth, that's not the truth. The Bible says, let God be true, let every man be a liar. If somebody tells you something that's diametrically opposed to the Word of God, you cannot follow that, period. And so, if you want to know the truth, you go to the Word of God and you study it out for yourself. That's the truth. If the Bible says there's one God, then that's what we believe. If the Bible says there's 10 gods, which it doesn't, but if it said there were 10 gods, I believe that because I'm believing the Bible. Now, let me clarify. The Bible says there's only one God. Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. There's only one God. There's not two gods. There's one God. That's it. That's the Bible. And there's only one plan of salvation. There's not even two ways to get to heaven, let alone 10 or 20 or 50. There's only one way to get to heaven. Very, very important. But if you don't have a working knowledge of the Bible and of some of these prophecies and this, that, and the other, then some of this stuff, this world religious, the world government and all this other stuff, it's going to go. Some people will get caught up in that because they don't understand the prophecies of the Bible. And at that point, that becomes of eternal consequence. Now, prophecy also foretells the establishment of a world governing system in the end time. 2 days ago, the American Thinker put out an article, "The Problem with Anthropogenic Global Warming." Said the mainstream consensus on anthropogenic global warming says the atmospheric concentration of carbon dioxide remained stable for millions of years until the Industrial Revolution, when it went from 280 parts per million in 1750 to 414.7 parts per million in 2019. So what's going on? The propaganda is that environmentalists are blaming this on man's consumption of fossil fuels, which has increased significantly since the early 1900s. Okay, so anthropogenic or man-made global warming, it says in this article, is not supported by the data and is a malicious fraud. That is the truth. The question remains to be asked if anthropogenic global warming, now this is in the American Thinker article, is so obviously wrong, why does the International Panel on Climate Change continue to promote it as if it were actually the truth? Well, the answer is money and power. This means more money and power for governments, which get to collect carbon taxes and impose cap-and-trade policies, and for the IPCC and other UN bodies, which get to dictate global environment policy and transfer billions of dollars from the West to third world countries. It is wealth redistribution, everybody. So you understand, the global warming, which leads to climate change hoax, is part of the Sustainable Development Goals, the United Nations blueprint for a global governance or Agenda 2030. But if you didn't know the prophecies of the Bible and the world government and really what's going on, you might think, well, hey, we're putting off too much carbon dioxide and it's harming the planet, and that's why we had a tornado a year ago, and there was a hurricane down here in Houston a couple years ago, and, you know, I'm buying into this global warming climate change stuff. It's all a hoax. So what? Remember the key statement, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Don't be deceived by Satan with all of these agendas in the end time. The Bible says at this point, he's deceiving the nations. But what does the Bible say? Again, one more time, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
This has been End of the Age, brought to you by the faithful partners of End Time Ministries. If you're not currently a partner with End Time Ministries, or if you would like more information, we invite you to call us at 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463, or visit us online at endtime.com.